Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting!
I've waited so long for this party and my bands to be unleashed!
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Chew on your own foreskin, yeah. Every pussy looks like a toilet to me. A big shitty toilet. As long as you let me shoot a wad on your jugs, pour some cock coffee in your little cunt mug.
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Yeah.
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Daddy's right here.
Yeah.
Penis. I beat my big fucking penis. Penis. I beat my big fucking penis.
Yeah.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
I fucked dead pig.
Don't. It's made of horse urine.
Suck my dead pig!
Hey, freaks! It's Tuesday, August 24th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, why is there a banana staring at me?
It's Nanakun!
I'm sorry, banana. Plus, penis pumps for ladies, and 2,000 calls later, and she still doesn't want to talk to you. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show. Oh, and Sextastic Tuesday, and it's an extended program. It's going to be a clusterfuck of a show. Join me, won't you?
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a great program for you. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Now, if you are a new listener to the program, here's what Sextastic Tuesday is all about. It's about shitty porn. I'm talking about erotic fiction. You know, people write these sex stories, post them online. Most of them aren't that great. But that is not the type of story I look for. I scour the web for the bottom of the barrel, just disgusting porn, or just weird concepts, or poorly written stories. That is what I am looking for. Now, occasionally on the show, I'll read fan fiction. The lonely, sad people who write fan fiction stories are obsessed with a certain movie or television show, and they have to write their own stories about them. And many times, these stories turn sexual. Like the story I have for you today, based on beloved 1980s children's cartoon series, My Little Pony.
My little pony, my little pony, my little ponytail, my little ponytail.
Yes, today's Sextastic Tuesday story is all about My Little Pony. Now, I don't have a lot of experience with this particular cartoon or their toys because I am a man. And when I was a child, I watched, you know, Transformers and G.I. Joe and shit like that. But, you know, I'm going to do my best here. I may not know the characters, but I do know porn. It's a universal language. All right, here we go. The ponies were all excited about the knight's upcoming friendship ball, an event they held yearly to determine who deserved the title of best friend of the year. This year was sure to be a blast! Exclamation mark. All the ponies were getting ready and making last-minute preparations. Sweetberry was at her bake. I bet she has a sweetberry. Busy baking beautiful, colorful cookies for the ball. One was pink with white frosting, and another had chocolate fudge pudding. Another was banana wafers and banana pudding. There was a carrot cake and strawberry shortcake and cupcakes of all kinds. It was delicious and magical. Each as delicious looking as the last. And she made pies and fudge and brownies, all kinds of tasty treats for the ponies to enjoy. Oh, it all looks so good, said Coconut Cream as she passed by. I think I've met that stripper before, Coconut Cream, on her way to Twinkle Twirl's dance studio. Twinkle Twirl was busy at her dance studio, as usual, trying to get the dancers for the ball all ready. Last-minute rehearsals and costuming was everyone's concern. The excitement coursed through every little pony's veins. Everyone was cheery and busily discussing the night they happily awaited. Friends helping friends get ready. At the celebration castle, the ponies were working hard. Let's get to the pony on pony fucking. Come on! Alright. The ponies were working hard getting the ballroom ready. Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash were blowing up balloons. Sunny Days, Sky Wishes, Orange Blossom, Peachy Pie, and a few others were tying shiny ribbons on the balloons or putting up banners and ribbons around the castle. They all worked beautifully together with laughs and friendly teasing and a few suggestions of what would look best and where the ribbons and banners should go. Tula Rula was busy painting a sign that says, "Welcome to the Best Friends Ball." Soon after her friends left the dance studio, on their way to Celebration Castle, Twinkle Twirl was left to get ready by herself. She looked at herself sadly in the mirror of her vanity. Sighing, she dropped her head. She had no necklace, no crown. She had no one to do her hair. How could she go to the ball? Twinkie Twirl looked up to the stars. Sky Wish's kite was flying in the clouds. "A wishing star," she cried out excitedly. "I wish I had a crown and a necklace to wear for the friendship ball. Then I could go to the ball and look pretty." "Your wish will come true," said a pretty pony. He had colorful butterflies all around him. "My name is Star Catcher." "Wow, it's a boy pony. My, how well hung he is. I've never seen..." This is where the story makes a turn for the sexier. Yes. "My, how well hung he is. I've never seen a boy pony before," Twinkle Twirl thought. "You're a real Pegasus pony. Wow, he's a boy. He's so cute." Twinkle Twirl felt a warm, fuzzy feeling in her and a slight tingling in her girl parts. I'm going to fast forward just a little bit here so I don't blow my brains out. Now, basically what happens here is Twinkle Twirl, or whatever the fuck her name is, wins Best Friend of the Year. And the Pegasus Pony is her date. Now, Star Catcher, the Pegasus Pony, is apparently a star fucker because as soon as she wins the award, he's all over her shit. Twinkle Twirl was led away by Star Catcher to a moonlit spot beside the most magical place of all, the Rainbow Waterfall. Here, he leaned in and whispered, "I think I love you, my sweet Twinkle. This night is full of magic. Can you feel it in my pants?" As he stole another kiss upon her lips and nuzzled her cheek and down her neck, nibbling on her neck a little even as he brushed his hoof against her leg, feeling her shiver.
"Starcatcher, I've never been with a boy before."
"I know." Well, I don't know why I'm making Starcatcher sound like a pervert. "I know. I won't hurt you, my sweet Twinkle." He continued to kiss her neck and nibble on her ears and neck, gently brushing his cheek against hers as he brushed himself past and moved over onto her other side as he kissed and nibbled on her some more softly. "We have all night together now, until dawn comes. Lay down, my lady. I will give you a massage." Twinkle Twirl seemed a little unsure. "No need to worry. I'm experienced in what I'm doing. I will not hurt you, m'lady." He breathed in her neck as he nibbled her a little more before going to her back and lightly unfastening her skirt. Wow. And pulling it off of her. Mindful of the quality of silk, he draped it over a tree branch. Returning to her, he took in the sight of the pony girl. She was indeed pretty. He inhaled her scent and eased her by guiding her to laying on the soft, cool grass.
"Starcatcher, what are you doing? This is not how massages work."
She whispered, shaking a little from the newness of things and nudeness. She was aware that he had taken off her skirt and she was a little shy. "Close your eyes. It'll be more pleasant that way. Relax and breathe deeply of the cool night air," he instructed Twinkle Twirl as she complied. He began to massage her neck muscles softly, allowing her to loosen up as he went along. "How does it feel?"
"Heavenly."
What a fucking whore, she wants it. The two ponies then began to nuzzle and nip at each other for a time, when Twinkle began to rub herself against him. Ooh, she's taking charge. But if he tried to act on it in any way, she trotted off and teased him, smiling and laughing mischievously. Joining the game, Starcatcher played just as badly. teasing twinkle with a bump or brush against her before he would trot away with a come-chase-me look. As soon as either got close to each other, one would be trotting a short distance before accidentally bumping and brushing against one another and repeating the game. The brushing and nibbling got rougher gradually. Ooh, a little S&M, My Little Pony porn. Until Star pounced on top of Twinkle and lightly butted his hindquarters against her rear. His rubbing got to be a bit more sexual as he started to position himself at her opening, his shaft still rubbing its length against her. She tensed a little, never having a boy pony before. Like most of the ponies, she had messed around with the girls, but there were no boys around Ponyville to play with. Big fucking lesbian commune over there. She relaxed when he began to nibble on her neck and shoulders, though. Closing her eyes, she breathed deeply of the cool night air and the peaceful sounds of the waterfall nearby. Starcatcher positioned himself and worked his way slowly into Twinkle Twat. Nibbling on her neck as he eased himself in. My lovely Twinkle, he breathed into the back of her ear. I'm gonna fuck you so hard, I'm gonna make you bleed, bitch.
What? What happened? Well, you're not being so nice anymore.
No. My lovely Twinkle, he breathed, as he slowly began a gentle thrusting rhythm in and out, slowly and lovingly. You're such a beautiful pony. It's why I personally chose to grant your wish. She gasped as he kept thrusting deeply into her with hard and long thrusts, the animal in him showing now, rather brutishly. Somehow it only made her desire him more. She loved his rough biting and heavy breathing. Even his possessiveness gave her shivers.
Starcatcher, harder! Fuck me harder now! Fuck me hard!
He thrust into her harder still, gasping as he did. In and out, back and forth, faster and faster. Oh, Twinkle, he called out heavily. Twinkle Twirl, you're wonderful. He gasped as he shoved hard into her, drawing out his hot seed into her as she shivered and gasped beneath him. He smiled. I did good. Pleased as he knew she enjoyed the sensations he was giving her. Still able to thrust, he kept going, drawing her closer and closer to ecstasy. Gasping, she shivered and moaned, trembling as she felt his hot seed enter her.
Starcatcher! Oh, Starcatcher! She trembled,
gasping for breath as she felt his hot breath on her neck and felt him nibbling on her lightly, then harder, actually biting again. Okay. She trembled strongly as she finally felt the pleasure build and wash through her, uncontrollably giving her the sensations. Gasping, she called out his name again.
Starcatcher, you stallion!
She trembled and gasped, letting the pleasure shiver through her and run its course. Gasping for her breath, she felt him resting on her, and she also was tired. His gentle nuzzles and nibbles and the occasional bite only further soothed her in a gradual calm. Now, keep in mind, Starcatcher just shot his wad into her. Here's the next line. My sweet Twinkle Twirl, I love you, but I must depart now. I shall come back to you again soon, you know, when I'm horny. And with that, he flew silently through the waterfall to his homelands of Butterfly Island. And that's pretty much the end of the story. Pumped and dumped, right? Guys are assholes, even if they are ponies. There you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for August 24th, 2010, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, they've got an amazing deal just for my listeners. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K, and you can purchase an item for half off. 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK at checkout. Plus, you're going to get free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs. They're going to throw that in. And also a special mystery gift. I was trying to say gift. It came out guest, but then I tried to correct myself. I'm a fucking retard. Yes, a free mystery gift. All for using coupon code FREAK. Now, if you're a guy, there's plenty of toys for you, masturbators and videos and shit like that. Women, we've got lingerie, vibrators, movies, a lot of great movies. There's a whole fetish section, too, so if you're into, like, weird shit, check them out. Maybe you like hairy twats. May I suggest She's Got Hair Down There? Sounds like a great movie. Nina Hartley's Guide to Great Sex During Pregnancy, if you like to bang expecting chicks, I guess. Whatever. Strap on, my man. I guess that's for guys who like to be penetrated by women. I don't know. A lot of great stuff. Check them out, adamandeve.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here as soon as I say this next part. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. What's happening to me today? I can't talk right. Yes, if you're not yet a Sideshow member, sign up right now because today's program is extended. Sideshow Freaks will get probably about 10 to 15 minutes of additional content at the end of the program. If you want to catch it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. You can also pick up this past weekend's bonus episode in Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday. Every week we do bonus material, plus you'll get full access to the entire archive of programs. Again, just sign up over at superfreaksideshow.com. Now I've got three quick stories. First one comes from the UK. A 21-year-old children's worker suffers from bananaphobia, an overwhelming fear of the yellow fruit. Quote, "It began when I was seven and my brother put a banana in my bed as a joke," said Ms. Dando from Hastings, East Sussex. "I felt this horrible slimy thing underneath my body." Are you sure it was a banana? It wasn't your uncle playing a cruel, sexy trick on you with one of his appendages. Let's play Peel the Banana. Like that episode of Maury with the pickle girl. We took Mariah to the Patterson Pickle Factory. You know, she was afraid. So naturally they would, you know, scare the shit out of her by taking her to a pickle factory. Anyways, speaking of Maury occasionally, when he's not doing DNA result shows, he does programs with strange phobias, and that's where the pickle fear lady came from. Well, here's a new one. This girl is afraid of flowers.
Flowers are the most gross, nastiest things ever. I can't stand flowers. They're everywhere. When I was in the fifth grade, I saw a flower and I picked it up, and they started having ants crawl all out of them and all on my arm. I couldn't do nothing but scream. I was so scared. I jumped in the water and I almost drowned myself. It was crazy.
Jesus Christ, girl. Calm down. They're ants. You should be afraid of ants, not flowers. Oh, Lord, Maura, help me.
My prom is coming up, and I'm not going to be able to go. There are flowers everywhere. Girls are going to have them on their dresses. Guys are going to wear them on their jackets. No flowers. Ew.
I have a plastic flower behind my back. It's not a real one. Can I show it to you?
No. Are you serious?
Yeah, honey.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, my God. Help me.
Help me! Yeah, the woman that was speaking to her apparently was like a psychologist or something. I don't know. Or some doctor. And she had like just a tiny little flower behind
her. Help me! I will drown because of a flower. I'm not going to get by a flower ever again. Ever, ever, ever.
Now tell me about your prom. Are you all excited?
No.
No.
Why not?
Because the flowers.
Because my boyfriend won't take me.
Why?
Because I won't wear the corsage.
Well, this is what we did. You know, we have to do this. We took Brinkley to confront her fears, you know, of flowers at one of New York City's greatest florists. It's called Arston Florist. And one of our producers, Christine, went with you.
I'm going to take you somewhere and we're going to see if you can handle it.
No. They're right there, sitting right there in the pot.
Come on, quickly.
Oh, my God.
Right? She's running down the streets of New York.
There's no way we can even just walk past it. You can keep your head on my shoulder.
Okay.
No, we got past it. We're not there anymore.
Almost made it.
Well, guess what? You know, this is springtime, and we have to confront our fears, and we know prom is coming.
Maury's an asshole.
Let's bring out some flowers.
No, wait.
You got to wait.
God, don't move.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting too into this more. I think we got to get back to the news story here. The chick in our story hates bananas. Now, what's interesting is, listen to this quote carefully. I felt his horrible slimy thing underneath my body. I don't know if this is a typo in the news story, but maybe they're trying to say this. I felt this horrible slimy thing underneath my body, but it's way more sexual when you use his. I felt his horrible slimy thing underneath my body. I was frozen in panic and hyperventilating. Ever since then, if I see one, the same feelings come back. She has since been forced to dodge bananas in shops and turn a blind eye to them in the fruit bowl at friends' houses. I generally do not explain my fear unless a situation comes up. Then I'll say, sorry, I'm going to have to leave the room. It's embarrassing. It's such a nonsensical fear. However, Ms. Dando's 2-year-old son, Harrison, loves bananas. Of course he does. Which has put her in a very tricky situation. I have to use a blanket to pick them up and put them in the trolley. And then when I'm home, I have to wear rubber gloves and use a tea towel to open one and give it to him. What's great about this particular news story is that that was the end of it. There's no resolution, nothing. She's not going to get help. She just wanted to let the media outlets know she hates bananas. It's been a very slow news day over there in England. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
And it's all about penis pumps. Two Florida penis pump purveyors allegedly bilked Medicare for phony claims, including for 4 pumps for a single female patient. The companies, which, by the way, have the least legitimate names I've ever seen. All right, Charlie RX was one of the names of the companies. And the other one is called Happy Trips. Again, I gotta say, that's a huge red flag. We've got a company called Happy Trips, selling penis pumps to females and then billing Medicare. All right. Yes, Charlie RX and Happy Trips together fraudulently billed Medicare $63,000 for vacuum erection systems at $395 a pop that are supposed to help remedy male patients' impotence. The federal Medicare program paid the two companies $28,600, charges unsealed Monday in Miami federal court showed. That we should have caught, said Medicare spokesman Peter Ashkantz of the payments for the women's pumps. Emilio Felipe Lopez, 47, president of Charlie RX, and Orlando Hernandez Estevez, 25, president of Happy Trips, in February were indicted on charges of healthcare fraud. FBI agents last week arrested the two who authorities said were in hiding. Medicare apparently pays bills quickly without first verifying them, enabling Miami-Dade County's reputation as the nation's healthcare fraud capital. So there you go. If you'd like to start a new business, head on down to Miami. All right. Last year, medical equipment businesses nationwide were paid $2.4 million after billing Medicare for penis pumps, with 90% of the payments made to Florida companies. Well, to be fair, there are a lot of old penises down there in Florida. All right, final story we have for you today. A jilted boyfriend repeatedly phoned his ex-girlfriend begging to be taken back more than 2,000 times in a week. You're coming off a little desperate. Relentless Jason Anis, we'll say Anis. Jason Anis, 27, bombarded his former lover with hundreds of calls and text messages after she dumped him for someone else. During one 8-day period, he then called her 1,046 times and sent more than 630 texts. He also sent her more than 350 messages on Facebook. I wonder how many times he poked her. He also, sent her more than 350 messages on Facebook. They range from demanding to be taken back, questions about the couple's 10-month-old baby, and, of course, threats of suicide. Dun, 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 the victim went to complain to police, but while she was giving a statement, he phoned her 56 times. Anus of Cornwall pleaded guilty to harassment between June 18th and July 8th of this year. He was given an 18-month community order, ordered to pay £85, and given a two-year restraining order to keep more than 100 meters from the victim. District Judge Paul Farmer said this case was unique because of the sheer number of calls and text messages. I hope he was on an unlimited plan. He said, I have seen many cases of this nature before me, but I cannot believe I've seen someone receive this amount of calls and texts. The sheer volume would cause anyone concerned, quite frankly, about the state of your mind. In your relationship, there are clearly issues. You need help. The court heard Anus and the unnamed woman had a child together, but their short-lived relationship broke down at the end of 2008. They got back together again, but ultimately had a fresh breakup, and it was then that he started to harass the victim. Stephen Walker, defending, said Anus had deep-seated problems and asked him to consider a rehabilitation program. Anus was also ordered to attend a domestic abuse program. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, what's shaking?
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Sweet Rectum. What is with all these fucking pussies calling in saying they can't handle the cock gagging? What the fuck? They can listen to a fucking bunny get crushed, but they can't handle a little man-on-man cock gagging?
Right.
What the fuck? Pussies. Man. Although, I guess, in all fairness, we should probably explain that those men aren't just gagging on the cock. They're actually being gagged to the point where they vomit.
Right.
That's why it sounds so nasty. But, I mean, shit. They can handle all the nasty stuff you dole out, and they can't handle that?
They can't handle a little gag the fag.
Hey, Tim, it's Tyson Humber Spider here. I just sent your birthday present today, Friday. Now, should get it about Monday. Also, you asked...
Ooh, I'll have to check my box.
You said you wanted to be educated about, like, a blood fetish or blood play or whatever. Basically, someone who is the sole purpose of them, like, hanging out with you is to, for you to, like, do blood play activities. That's more referred to as cattle.
Cattle.
Myself, I like to have a cattle and be a cattle. And really, I don't take the blood and rub it on my cock.
Oh.
But it's more of a, when you taste it, it's like an adrenal rush.
Oh, it's tasting.
That in itself, and the pain of when,
you are a cattle.
You're being the cattle, that's also adrenal rush. Me, personally, what I like to do is I like the girl to dig their nails into my back. You should see the scars on my back. But I like the girls to do that, and then I like to lick the blood off their fingers.
You should take a picture of your back, and I'll make it... I'm sorry. The album artwork.
Also, that's generally what I do. Sometimes me and my friend, we did fool around for a lot, and I would cut her, her wrist, and I would just lap that up. But, that's pretty much the gist of it.
All right, so that's blood play for you.
Hi, Tim. It's Lifetime Sideshow Member Service.
Yes, I know that voice.
I'm just checking to see if you thought your birthday present. It was the Amazon order of...
Yes,
Yeah. Because nothing is more distorted than the advice given to menopausal women.
Yes, I just got that. I just checked my post office box finally, and I had a bunch of stuff, and I was going to talk about it on an upcoming episode, but I got a wonderful package of Recoculus reading material, so thank you very much. And I'll go over that with you guys, what I received in my box, maybe tomorrow on the program.
Mr. Hug, you're face-fucking me, and I like it.
All right, thank you.
Happy birthday, Tim. It's about 20 days too late, but
give or
right
take.
Up your alley. You know, you get what you deserve with... procrastination and
posting the shows late. You wish me a happy birthday late. I gotcha.
Spend anything on time. Have you heard about that story about that super bug from India? Like, apparently,
no.
There's this gene that's rapidly spreading through bacteria populations that makes whatever bacteria it fuses with completely unkillable to any known antibiotics.
Cool.
So
we're fucked.
Basically, you may want to start planning to actually do that drunk show that you've been promising us for the past 5 fucking years before you get one of these diseases and are actually dead.
Get one of them? I'm living with 4 of them.
Hey, Tim, what's going on? It's Alex Tim. Just calling to wish you a happy birthday and also myself happy birthday. Today is Friday, August 20th. It is my birthday.
Happy birthday!
I just wish both of us a very happy birthday.
You're not getting a song out of me today, though.
And I hope it fits great the show.
Well, thanks. Have that I can do for you.
Timmy Boo, Dave from Chicago. Hey, I'm watching tonight's new Tosh.0 on Comedy Central, and he's interviewing the angry black preacher. Shut your ass up.
Oh, really?
You know that guy.
Yeah.
He mentioned his name, but it's pretty good. So I just want to let everybody know. Keep up the good work, man.
All right, maybe it'll be up on a rerun or something.
Hey, it's Miss Me. Alex Conan from Pittsburgh. I'm just calling in to say why I get angry if I'm fucking so stressed. It's not because he's underage or he's a fur fag. It's mostly because the way he says shit. It just sounds like he has trouble getting anything out of his fucking mouth. He's so socially awkward. It just takes him forever to get anything
out. Well, a lot of my listeners, let's be honest, are socially awkward.
You, Timothy Faggot Henson. It's Sarah in Montana. And
hi.
I just wanted to call in about the testicle thing. We actually have one of those here in
testicle
Montana.
Testicle festivals?
Apparently, after the ranchers have castrated all their calves of the year, they have a big party with one of the fraternities in the area. And there's like hundreds of people there, and they just fry up all these testicles.
Yeah, I think I've heard about that. We've talked about it on the show, I think.
Hi, Kenny Boo. First-time caller, long-time listener. I was wondering if you could replay the Aladdin fanfic, Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh!
It would make my week if you could do that.
Make your diggy horde? Yeah, maybe next week we'll play that.
Hey, Tim, it's underage listener Rylan from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Ooh,
and I just wanted to tell
underage.
You to not get raped by a pack of niggers. Bye.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
It's good, Tim.
Thank you for that warning. She's looking
good,
out for
Tim.
Me.
I was have a freak moment for you. Wow. I was sitting in Subway, and you know how they always have the shitty music that comes on?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, that When a Man Loves a Woman song comes on.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still thinking from Corey's mashup. When a man loves a chicken. This is my freak moment for you.
Corey does some great work. That new Sextastic Tuesday intro was Corey's work. Listen, I can't play any more of your messages. I got to end it right here. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Oh, what the hell?
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
You may experience gas with oily discharge, increased bowel movements, an urgent need to have them, and an inability to control them.